Jessica Hanna, a mother of four, was diagnosed with terminal breast cancer when she was 14 weeks pregnant. Several doctors advised her to have an abortion, but she declined, choosing life instead. Before getting pregnant, Hanna had noticed a dent in her breast. Doctors misdiagnosed it, saying it was benign. 2 weeks later, she found out she was pregnant. At her first OBGYN appointment, she had doctors look at it again. It then became evident that she had breast cancer. Initially, doctors thought it was a small stage 1 tumor. However, after undergoing surgery, she was told that the tumor was 13 centimeters and stage 4, meaning the cancer was likely terminal. A passionate pro-life advocate who openly shared her beliefs online and with the people in her life, Hanna explained how her pregnancy pushed her to truly live out her strongly held beliefs. A devout Catholic, Hanna turned to her faith to help her get through the difficult times. After each chemotherapy treatment, she prayed at the tomb of Blessed Father Solanus Casey, a soon-to-be saint whose body is buried in Detroit, her hometown. She prayed for healing and for her son to come out beautiful and healthy. Another saint she turned to was Saint Gianna Beretta Mola. Saint Gianna was also diagnosed with a life-threatening illness while pregnant. Hanna explained that, similar to Saint Gianna, she chose to do some treatment during pregnancy that wouldn't endanger her baby. After being diagnosed, she felt God was calling her to something. Unsure of her own future, she made a social media account 2 days after her diagnosis to share her journey with others and to create a prayer community where she could pray with her followers and offer up her sufferings for their intentions. For Hanna, she believed that no suffering should ever go to waste, but at the same time, she wasn't sure which path the good Lord was going to take her. She decided to use social media to get her story out, to remind people that no matter what you think is going to happen, it's trust in God that is the most important. Hanna used her voice on social media, particularly Instagram, to promote joy in suffering, encouraging her followers to offer their sufferings to Christ. She also regularly encouraged devotion to the saints, to the Blessed Mother, and the sacraments, and led live prayers with her followers. She especially encouraged devotion to the Blessed Mother through the Holy Rosary and the Seven Sorrows of Mary. Hanna named her Instagram account Blessed by Cancer, because for Hanna, without this suffering, she would have never abandoned the world and finally put her entire focus on her eternal life. Over the years, Hanna's Instagram account grew to more than 45,000 followers. She once said, "No matter how my story continues or where my ministry takes me, I know one thing for certain, God's plan is my only plan. I have no plan B." On May the 31st, 2021, Jessica Hanna announced the birth of her son, Thomas Solanus. 2 weeks later, Jessica's scan showed no sign of a cancer, and the diagnosis changed to curable. It was a miracle. However, on December the 12th, 2022, Jessica's stage 4 cancer had returned and was now considered terminal. Jessica was quite extraordinary. She exuded the holiness of a saint in these modern times, in the way that she received the Holy Eucharist almost daily, how she prayed constantly, how she practiced the First Friday and First Saturday devotions, and how she had offered up her sufferings for the poor souls in purgatory. She encouraged everyone to pray and would minister to many. She even referred to the Holy Eucharist as a medicine. She remained joyful, even in the midst of great suffering. One of Hanna's last personal posts entitled, "My Good Friday," depicts her lying in a hospital bed. She describes uniting her suffering with Christ, but stresses that she deserves this suffering, while Christ did not. She wrote, "Be joyful in your sufferings, because Christ made suffering redemptive when he expired on the cross. Do not despair, instead offer and rejoice. Your Good Friday will soon become Easter Sunday, so long as you first pick up your cross and not run from it." On April the 6th, 2024, at 8:02 p.m., Jessica Hanna died peacefully, surrounded by her family. Catholics on Instagram responded with sorrow over the announcement. However, they also expressed joy, referring to her as a saint and an inspiration for holiness in suffering. Jessica Hanna, pray for us.